After the Egyptian revolution brought down Hosni Mubarak's 30-year rule, a new day for Egypt is settling in and making way for political change.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. New Egypt will be a bright Egypt. Egypt that the people know all over its history. Because the last three decades, Egypt was out of history, out of any rule. Now it is time that Egypt can return back to play a very important role in the region.
Though Dr. Assam Al-Ayriam believes the army is taking steps in the right direction, he wants to see all members of the old regime out.
And we are against such cabinet because it is a continuous existence of the last regime. We need total change.
The Muslim Brotherhood is currently organizing a new political party and plans to participate in a pluralist government. They will not submit a candidate for presidency.
We announced today that we choose the name of our party, new party, Freedom and Justice.
Dr. Assam Al-Ayriam believes that Egypt must focus on domestic issues first, but would also like to see the nation's relationship with Israel change.
The border of Rafah and the in or out for Palestinians is also have a very urgent issue, not needing building a new strategy because this is compatible with the strategy of Arab world. Do you have a good relation with Arab world? Do you have also a good relation with the Palestinians? Supporting Palestinians' rights is an old policy.
Ahmed Salah is an independent political analyst who's building grassroots democratic institutions throughout the country. He says it is too soon to know how much support the Muslim Brotherhood truly has.
I would say that probably the Muslim Brotherhood will grow into between 15 and 20% of the percentage of real voters in a real free and fair election.
Though the Muslim Brotherhood was not behind the protest that led to the end of Hosni Mubarak's presidency, for decades they stood as the largest opposition and biggest threat to Mubarak's regime. Ihab Zahriya, Press TV, Cairo.